It's 8:33. This is FM 95.7 KQWC Webster City, and welcome to our Community Corner for Friday. I'm Pat Powers, being joined with some very special guests today as we talk about what's been happening with the Webster Theater. Now, it was a year ago next week on November 29th that a fire hit the inside of the theater downtown, also some damage to some nearby buildings. And we get all these answers here from some very good friends here. We got Jeff Pingle, Kay Ross, and Jerry Kloberdance. Welcome to KQWC this morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Well, let's start off with our first question is, it's been a year now, so where do things stand at this moment? Who wants to address that?
Hello, Jeff.
They're progressing pretty good. You know, everybody's well aware of the issues with the north wall that set us back a few months. And we've run into some other stuff on the inside that, again, is unrelated to the fire that we have to address. But we're progressing good as far as reconstruction.
Mm-hmm. I don't think most people realize what a massive undertaking it is. I mean, basically, they had to tear out all of the systems. It pretty much was torn down to the studs, especially in the auditorium. And that's going to be a big process as far as, it was a big process taking it out, but it's going to be a big process as far as putting it back together again, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had situations when the fire next door, we had a lot of water damage, smoke damage. We couldn't do anything to the building until we got a roof on it. So we had the crews come in to remove all of the damaged parts of the building, which it did take everything down to the studs. There is not anything in there that was in there before, and that included the apartments upstairs. When you walk up in there now, it used to be there were rooms. Now it's just stud walls, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, that sign right in front of the Webster Theater has been kind of blank ever since, and we're hoping the day will come that the theater will reopen. I know it will, but we're looking for...
We promise.
Yeah. It's going to open back up.
It's going to open back, no doubt about that.
We were hoping to do it by Christmas, but because of the situation with the North Wall, having that unforeseen issue, it just put us back a long way.
And that was the original plan about this time this year. We're planning to reopen with Christmas in the city,
I believe. Mm-hmm. That's what the goal was at the time. But there again, when the crews were in there cleaning up everything and taking all the plaster off the walls, and when you could get in there and see, and actually the bricklayer that was next door working on the building that had the damage that actually had the fire, he noticed our north wall was leaning out and wasn't right. And so he got Jeff and I up into his genie boom and looked at it. And then when we went inside, you could see there was, what, a good 8 to 12 inches where it was pulled away from the wall on the inside. So we're lucky we found it.
Yeah, for sure.
But the miracle is, on that fire that occurred 1 year ago, no one was hurt.
Yeah, truly.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's good. We only had a little. We have a little bit of fire in the southeast corner. Other than that, we actually really had no fire in the building. But the crews that came in to do the cleanup work, they literally scrubbed down each piece of wood in the building.
Every inch.
They scrubbed the walls, the ceilings, the floors. I mean, it was amazing. I walked in there and I saw them. I just thought, oh my God, they're scrubbing the walls. But it doesn't smell like smoke in there no more.
They did a good job.
They did a really good job.
We should give compliments to the people that helped out with this project, right?
First, it would be Jason Van Sickle.
Right.
Performance Electric. He went in and we had 6 or 8 inches of standing water in the auditorium and literally just drilled holes in the floor so the water would drain into the basement so the sump pump could run it out. Well, the water doesn't all run to the sump pump, so he spent a whole day squeegeeing water to the sump pump in the basement to get the water out. That was first step.
And we have to thank Gerald Peterson and his crew, because Gerald wanted to get in there the next day also. That was the other thing that put us back over a month, because we had to have a structural engineer come in and determine whether the building was safe to have people in it. The city let us know that we had to do that because they didn't want anybody going in there and having a wall collapse or anything like that, because you never know after a fire what it's going to do to the structure.
We've had people, well, even the, starting at the day of the fire, we've had people say, you know, I want to help. What can I do? What can I do? You know, and we would have loved to have said, here, come on in and help us do this or that or whatever. But, you know, with liability issues and having to have adjusters in and engineers and everything else, it just, it's not that we didn't want your help, folks. We would have loved to have had it. It just wasn't going to be. That's not the way it was going to work.
And thanks to the generosity of Enhance Hamilton County Foundation, you've been receiving a lot of monetary gifts from Darcy Swan and her crew.
Yes, as well as individual donations, hotel motel tax grants. I had two incredibly generous donors within the last month or two who gave $30,000 each. Those were to cover expenses that were not covered by insurance. You know, we had an awful lot of people say to us, well, didn't you have insurance? Weren't you fully covered? Folks, we had $1.2 million worth of coverage on the building and an additional $300,000 on the contents. So, yes, we felt that we were adequately covered. And those were the suggestions that the insurance company suggested that we be insured for. However, there were expenses that weren't covered by the policy. You know, maintenance issues like the walls and stuff that were...
The wall was not covered by
insurance. Those were things that were our expense. And, you know, our motto is to make the theater affordable for families to attend. And when we try to keep prices down, we don't have a bank account full of money to take care of those kinds of issues. Mm-hmm. So
the north wall alone was over $100,000.
Yeah.
Just to pull that back and tuck point it. That was a pretty large chunk of money that we had to raise that wasn't an insurance-covered cost.
But thank you to the citizens of Webster City, who truly have proved how much they miss and love that theater.
They keep asking.
That's right. I can't leave the house without people asking me when the theater's going to reopen, and I'm always tickled to answer their... Well, I'm frustrated I can't be more specific, but I'm always tickled to answer their question because every time people ask, that just shows that they're still interested, they still care, they still want to see movies. It's a good thing, you know, for people to ask us all the time.
Especially now with the line of movies we have out for the holiday season, like the best Christmas pageant ever, the movie about what's happening in the Vatican. Another Christmas movie is also out, I believe, there,
Red
too.
Red One.
We've got Wicked.
Wicked's coming.
Wicked. Now, I think that opens up today, I believe.
Yes, it does.
Pre started last night. I almost went to it, but I talked myself out of it.
I have two grandsons who are chomping at the bit to get into that theater again.
I don't blame them, Kay.
I don't either. I want to go with
Jerry
and
Jeff.
I'm chomping at the bit to go to because I have.
Me too. I'm
tired
of driving.
I've seen two movies since the theater closed, and I usually went to the theater every week, and
And that was what a lot of people did.
Yeah.
All three of you, the people who attended what they had lined up, I think, every weekend. Mm-hmm. Big name shows in Webster City.
Yep.
Yeah. And we want to get back to that. We will get back to that. It's going to be...
It just popped up in my memories on Facebook a year ago today on the 20th.
This is the 22nd.
It was dinner. I posted about dinner and a movie.
Yeah.
The Emporium had just reopened. And I was excited about going to the opening day of the Emporium and going to catch a movie afterwards.
Yep.
And then it wasn't just 4 days later, I think it was, the fire happened and put a kibosh on all that.
And I'm sure that Second Street Emporium will help out when the time comes to have the Webster Theater open again. They'll have a, I'm sure, same promotion too there, Jeff.
I'm hoping that... us being open benefits them, and them being open benefits us.
I was just going to say that's the good thing about a small town is we all help each other. You know, we all benefit each other. We all complement each other.
Mm-hmm. So, again, I'm talking today with Jeff Pingle, Jerry Kloberdance, and Kay Ross from the HERO organization as we're talking about the planned reopening of the Webster Theater, but it's going to be this spring the way it sounds at this point.
Yeah, so at this point we can't open before... We don't want to set a date because we don't want to disappoint the community again. I mean, everybody thought it was going to be open, you know, for Christmas. And unfortunately, it's just not going to happen. And
we don't even have furnaces yet. So
yeah. They were trying to get some heat in there yesterday because the guys were in there working and it was chilly.
And they'd put coats on naturally for a day like that, I'm sure, for the foreseeable future with with coats here, because it's back to the coats, I guess.
It's winter season.
Temporary heat. They're going to be putting in temporary heat this coming week, so that it has to be at least 50, 55 degrees in there to work comfortably.
I see in the forecast we're supposed to have low 50s on Sunday, then back to the 30s for highs Monday through Thanksgiving Day at this point.
The unfortunate thing is we've insulated, and now when it gets cold in there, it doesn't let the cold back out. So we really need to get it warmed up for those guys so they can get in there.
Well, but that is a good point to bring up, Jeff, because now that it's newly insulated, you know, it's going to be a lot easier to keep cooler and warmer. The building is going to be in phenomenal shape when it reopens. People are going to be really impressed, and it's going to be in really good shape for a long time.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping, is that there's going to be new equipment in. Everything's going to be new. We'll hopefully have 5 or so years before we have to start worrying about, you know, what's going to happen to this piece of equipment or that piece of equipment that we have to replace. And
marquee could use a refresh.
Yeah, the marquee still needs a refreshing. We still have to look at doing some things with that, but hopefully with the generosity of the community, that we'll be able to get some of those things done. And that's one of the things that we do want to say, is that we're still taking donations, because we need donations, because there's just not enough money there to get everything done that we need to get done. And we'd appreciate all the people who have donated to help with the theater. We can't thank them enough, because if it wasn't for them, the theater wouldn't be open.
How much more money do you need, all three of you, to...
That's a moving target. Every time they find something else wrong, they kind of skews the number a little bit. So I'm not sure, but it's probably going to, like, to refresh the marquee's probably a $25,000 or $30,000 project.
At least that, if not more. I mean, we still have tuck pointing to do.
They're still working on the south wall.
Yeah, we've still got a lot of expenses with that. So we're just going to do the best we can to make sure that we have an opportunity to open the theater back up and have people come back and enjoy the movies.
Yeah, and I want to say thanks to Gerald Peterson and Peterson Construction, because this is such a huge project. Nothing like when we first took it over. Overwhelming project, and none of us, you know, have the time or the knowledge to do what has to happen to get all these moving parts together, and they kind of saved us on this one.
Well, you definitely have to thank Gerald. He's done a phenomenal job with... He wants this theater open just as bad as we do, and he's done...
He likes to go to the movies, too.
Yeah.
So do all of us in this room.
Yeah, exactly.
Come to the movies when we get a chance. Yep. So again, if people would like to help out, they can make their contributions to the Enhanced Hamilton County Foundation.
That's one way they can do it. They can make it directly to HERO. They can donate on the website. We have a QR code on the website. We also have a QR code that's printed on the front door of the theater. Okay. Or they can go back the good old-fashioned way. They can send their check made out to HERO, and they are more than welcome to mail it to me, Kay Ross, 1401 Collins Street, Webster City. I'm the treasurer. I'd be more than happy to take care of it for them also.
Mm-hmm. So just send that to Kay Ross, 1401 Collins in Webster City. Make the checks out to HERO.
Yes.
And that'll help out to get this theater open, which we're tentatively possibly open on next spring, the way it sounds at this point.
That's what we're shooting for now.
That's what we're shooting for next spring. Webster City, so we'll see what happens. So please give generously to get the Webster Theater back open for next year. Anything else we want to comment on this morning?
Giving Tuesday's coming up, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. That's about the only other thing I can add to it.
Yep. So that would be December 3rd, I believe. Just trying to remember. December 3rd is the Giving Tuesday day.
Yes.
To please give generously to help our Webster Theater reopen again.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you all at the movies.
Yeah, we want to see you all at the movies, and we want to make it to where it was a madhouse trying to get everybody to get popcorn and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Going to have lines sitting there at the concession stand waiting.
We're going to have to relearn how to do it.
Yeah, we're going to have to start all over. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. So please give generously. Again, you can send your checks to HERO and care of K. Ross, 1401 Collins, in Webster City, 50595, or go to the Webster Theater website, or else go to the Enhance Hamilton County website if they'd like to make a generous contribution.
And your donations are all tax deductible. The HERO is a 501c3, so if you need last minute tax deductions or whatever, we'll make sure that you get all the paperwork that you need and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Very good. As I said, anything else before we close up shop here this morning, folks?
Well, I'd just like to say I appreciate everything you've done to help us get the theater back up and going, KWC for everything that they've done to keep the theater in the minds of the people in the community,
right?
Because that's the important thing, is that we want to make sure that when the theater opens back up, we can take our kids and grandkids to the movie and have a somewhat cheap night out with the family.
Yeah. I can't wait to see the marquee lit again.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, do you remember the thrill of seeing that marquee lit up again when we reopened the first time? It was so nice to see that, what I always like to call the jewel in the crown of Main Street USA.
And it still is. Still is, once we get the lights all back up again. And I know it's early. Are they going to have a big party once the theater reopens again?
Well, I don't know if we're going to have a community one, but those of us on the board sure will.
There you go.
Well, the party will be having people come through the doors and seeing the new layout of the theater and new design of the theater. We want that to be a surprise for everybody, so when they come in, they can be surprised on what it looks like.
Yes.
Hopefully they're excited when they see it.
Yeah, we're excited.
So as we always say, stay tuned for further developments on what's happening with the Webster Theater, but some big progress being made. It's going to take a while, but the way it sounds, it's going to be from spring at this point. Any changes, we'll certainly let you know. Jeff Pinkel, Jerry Kloberdance, Kay Ross, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you so very much. You bet. It's 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock. This is KQWC.